Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Oh, anybody that's gone to therapy knows the dance. It can be very, very difficult to try to find a therapist that is right for you, you know? I went on a stretch there where, and you just kind of know. It's sort of hard to explain, like, when you know it's right and when the respect is there and they get you, but you also know almost, it's almost like dating. You almost like know immediately that this is not going to work out, right?
So we do free therapy Thursday, and Burt Show listeners will submit emails because while we are all big advocates of therapy, we know therapy isn't accessible to everybody. So we want to help out where we can. So we have our Burt Show therapist, Miranda Campbell from Port Counseling Group here, and wanted to do something a little different this time. So we don't have like a listener email. Instead, we want to provide tips and tricks on finding the right therapist for you. Because what I realized on this show, there's several people who have had a difficult time finding a good therapist that they gel with, and also ones that don't ghost them.
Yeah, it'd be nice if my therapist responded to me.
Oh, honey.
I know.
You want to use this time with Miranda here for to get over that little anxiety you got going on?
Let's talk about it, Miranda.
Yeah, let me represent all therapists.
It is difficult, man. I had a therapist in D.C., I think I told you guys about this, that his process while he was listening was to lean back in his chair with his eyes closed. And I was never quite sure if dude was sleeping or not, I swear to you. And it just rubbed me the wrong way.
Oh my goodness. Did you say anything?
Yeah.
Good.
And then he told me that it was his process. And I'm like, okay, well, your process doesn't really work for me. And I don't think I ever went back.
Right. Yeah.
And it's overwhelming too. Like I'm currently searching for a therapist who won't ghost me or cry on our calls, which, you know, that's always fun. And when you turn into their therapist, that's a neat time.
I thought that was a badge of honor. If I could get my therapist to like tear up over my story, it validated how much pain I was in.
It wasn't over my story. It was over something traumatic in her past that kind of related to my story, which I understand. She was a wonderful woman, but it wasn't for us. And I'm looking through all the options and I'm so overwhelmed. I'm like, I don't even know what I need. I'm like, you can do it. You can do it. But you have something. And I'm like, can I just find someone who's like, hey, are you universally effed up? I can help you. And that's what I need.
Maybe this could be fun while we're talking to Miranda here. I mean, technically, there has to be the worst therapist out there. I would like to hear from
Miranda
you guys.
Miranda did not, like, she did not sign up for what you're about to do.
No, I mean, I think it'll be fun off the mic. But
yeah, I don't know. I'm going to make you look, I'm going to make you look great. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW if you had a therapist that ghosted you or fell asleep on you, but there was something that made them like immediately go like, that's it. No, you're the worst. I'm going to move on.
Yeah.
We don't have one of those in studio right now.
You don't. But I get it. I get the struggle. It is very much like dating. It's exactly like dating. But I do think that it could be the same way in a good way. You are allowed to have boundaries just like in in therapy, you can have boundaries just like in dating. You don't have to bear it all right away. Mm-hmm. You can establish a layer of trust because you have every right for self-preservation and not to re-traumatize yourself, especially if you're going to therapy for trauma. Mm-hmm. Build the trust first before you dive all the way in. And that's perfectly fine. You can even tell them, I don't feel comfortable talking to you about that right now. But maybe we can circle back later.
And a good therapist will respect that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's sort of implied, though. I've always felt like that, I think, pressured. And now that you mention it, is like you go in there and you tell them everything right off the bat. And maybe it was because I just wanted to be over quickly.
Yeah.
That I'm just want to give you everything right now. And there was just that. So take it and now solve me today so I don't have to be here again.
For me, it's like I'm paying for it, so I want to get my money's worth.
No, but that makes sense. But you actually are connected to a therapist you jive with. And so, but if you are on the fence, if you're that listener who's like, I guess they're good. I don't know what I'm looking for. Like, then take your time. But if they have made you feel good and like, okay, I think they get it and I can do this, then by all means. And I think that's the same with dating. There's some people that could. Yeah.
Say it.
There's some people that could get it the first night.
That's why you're here.
That's why I'm here. Right.
So, like, for Abby and Cassie, who haven't found the one yet, what tips do you have for them in their therapist's search to find that one?
Well, just recognize that all therapists, like, in general, like, most people are going to therapy for some type of anxiety or depression.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, everybody treats that, or everybody can.
Yeah.
But can they treat people who have those experiences that are like you? So, you know, like, in for instance, like, I work with people who are working on their relationships, and I really think that that starts with them, that foundation, and, like, helping them resolve things stemming from their family of origin and attachment issues. And so if that's your zhuzh, then I'm your girl. But if it's not, if you don't really want that, then that's perfectly fine. I think that, you know, when you go, I think first of all, look at their picture. I know it's kind of superficial, mm-hmm. but if you can't picture yourself talking to them or opening up, then swipe left, like, or right, or wherever.
Swipe right, yeah. We were joking about this. Yeah, you were in studio, Cassie, but we were joking about a Tinder for therapists.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I would pay for the premium, honestly. Like, take my money. Let's build it.
So you would judge a therapist just based on their looks?
No, I mean, I would need, like, a description as well. Like, okay. Hey, treats these disorders. But there are, when I'm looking at therapists, I will be honest, I don't pick male therapists because, mm-hmm. not because I don't think they're qualified. And I'll talk to a male psychiatrist all day, every day. But for the therapy and the in-depth complex stuff, I think sometimes if you haven't been in my shoes, then you may not understand, even if you have a world of knowledge. And I may be wrong on that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want anyone to take that as, you know, Bible or anything. But for me, if I'm going to talk about issues as a woman or postpartum depression, I want to talk to a woman who's going to understand where I'm coming from.
And someone that looks relatable, that you could actually relate to. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to eliminate the barrier or anything in the back of your mind that's going to distract you from getting the gems that you are paying to get. So,
all right, in between the important stuff, let's be superficial.
Oh, wow.
Alexandra, what was your therapist deal breaker?
Hey, so I'm actually a therapist too, and this was the main reason why I entered into this career, because when I was younger, I went to a therapist and the entire room was filled with clowns. There was clowns everywhere. On the shelves, there was pictures, and he only talked about himself the entire time too, and I was like, this is a horrible experience. I never want anyone to ever feel that isolated ever again and felt like, okay, I'm supposed to be going for help, but nothing's helping, so I entered into the career myself, and now I'm a therapist.
Good for you.
Yeah, nice. You found a calling because of the clown therapist. How about that?
Wait, Abby and I would like to know if you're accepting new patients.
Yes. Please.
Caitlin, what was your therapy deal breaker?
Mine was when I went to this special therapy that I had to pay extra for called DPT therapy. And basically when I got there, my whole hour and a half session was us Googling my symptoms and what to do about it.
Oh
no.
Yeah
run. And demand a refund immediately.
Right? And one last one, and then we'll get to the important stuff again. Hey, Caroline, your therapist deal breaker.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
So, yeah, my very first time going into therapy, I was with both of my parents, and the therapist asked each of us in the room to pick an animal that described each of us. So I naturally picked a giraffe for my mom because she saw everything, and like a panda bear for my dad because he was like nice and stuff. But my mom picked a snake and told the therapist that I was like the most evil like daughter on this planet and all this stuff. And I have not walked back into a therapy room until this year.
Damn. Okay, so that wasn't really on the therapist. You need a new mom.
Well, that's hard. I mean, I would hope that like a therapist could kind of repair that on the spot. I mean, we can't predict everything, but there's ways that we can mitigate things like that. But, you know, to the important stuff, I know sometimes cost is obviously a factor. I will put out an unpopular belief, or like maybe a belief that will bring some anxiety for some, you know. Therapy, yes, it can be seen as expensive, but like if you're going to spend money, like it's on you for one. Mm-hmm. And two, you trying to save a dollar by getting like primarily focusing on people who are low cost or in network may lead you to spend more money in the long term. Mm-hmm. If you're going to take forever to get results, or you go a few sessions and then they ghost you, you know, like go, like I would first look for who best fits. And then figure out how to pay. Negotiate, ask if they have a sliding scale. There's a therapy fund called from the Loveland Foundation that gives therapy vouchers for people, BIPOC women, for instance. There's just lots of, or they could offer a super bill, like if you have out-of-network benefits. So, like, there's ways to pay for it. Don't always, like, prioritize the finances. Like, think of that should be considered, but not like the utmost. Like, look for goodness of fit.
Miranda, when you said find a therapist that fits before you go, the only way I've ever found therapists was word of mouth from friends that are like, oh my, this therapist kicked ass for me.
Yeah.
So if I don't have a friend that I know went to therapy, what are those things that I'm looking for that fit before I even go into the office?
Well, for one, you can find different like directory listings. There's one called Mental Health Match that actually does have some type of like algorithm thing that matches you with someone that fits what you're sharing about. And so that can kind of eliminate, especially if you're not savvy, like reading the profiles, that could be daunting and overwhelming. Who has time for that? You could also just maybe find different niche groups on like Facebook and ask around, or the mom groups on Facebook. Like, who have you all seen? Like, maybe they're not like your close immediate friend, but like they're you know, from at least a trusted source, and you can post anonymously to those groups if you don't want everyone knowing.
Yeah, and I think it's really important too, and as a guy that's gone to a lot of therapy, is that when you get a recommendation for somebody, also remember everybody is so different. So I might like a therapist that's like really straightforward and kind of aggressive in their advice. And because I had such a great experience, I might pass that person on to Abby, who doesn't even know that's not a good fit for her until she's in there.
Exactly.
So it's really, really difficult to find that match.
And it's okay to get it wrong. You don't marry the first frog you kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you went to that person and you divulged some stuff the first time, don't feel like you're obligated to have to go back.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
That is Miranda Campbell. She is a licensed therapist at Port Counseling Group, and you can find her and them at portcg.com. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
The Burt Show.